Baba Basra, Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, page 53, side 8. However, if he holds on Shalei Bifanov, not in front of him, Tzorich Lememer Lei, so the seller has to say to the buyer, Lei Chazek Vikni, go ahead and make a chazoka in the ground, and you would in the property, and then you will acquire it. But if he holds on without him saying this, then it's not a chazoka at all. It was explained that only if the seller of the property says to the buyer, "Lei chazek v'kni, go ahead and make a chazoka and acquire it," then the chazoka helps, even not in front of the seller. So Rav had a question, one who receives a property as a matona, as a gift, and then he comes to, and he wants to hold on to it, not in front of the giver, after he told him that he's giving it to matona. Hey, what is the din? Does he have to tell him lechazek v'kni or not? Omar Shmuel, so Shmuel said, my teboy lei la'abo, what is there a question? Why do you have a question to Abba, to Rav? Hashto, let us look in. Since we say that by a sale where the seller doesn't lose anything, because the buyer is going to give him money, and nevertheless, if the seller says to the buyer, lechazek v'kni in, or if he says to him, go ahead and make the chazak in koine, then yes, then the chazak helps, not in front of him. But Eloi, but if he didn't tell him so, Loi, then it doesn't help. Matone, but in a place where it's a gift where the giver is only losing money because he's giving away something, he's not getting any money in return. Loi Kolshkein, should it not be, of course, that he would not be Koine without him telling him, go ahead and make a chazak and Koine it. Because there is to worry that maybe when he's going to come to make a chazoka, the giver had retracted and doesn't want to give it anymore. So the Gemara explains the svar of Rav, who had a doubt in this. The Rav that had a doubt, somebody holds man the yohiv matone bain yofer yohiv, one who gives a gift gives it with a good eye. That since it's because the recipient is dear to him, that's why he's giving him the gift in the first place. So even without telling him lechazek v'kni, specifically shemek chazoka, he agrees that he should make a chazoka in it. The Gemara goes back to explain the words of the Braisa with regards to Noal Godar Uporetz. We learned in the Braisa that in order to acquire property with a chazoka, it's sufficient with Noal Godar Uporetz called Shehu, just to do a little bit of the Nogod Uporetz. So the Gemara is finding out now, V'kamo Kol Shehu, how much is the shear, how much is the measure of a Kol Shehu in order to acquire? The Gemara answers, Kiddi Shmuel, like what Shmuel said. Domar Shmuel, because Shmuel said, the Shmuel had said, Goder, Godar Goder, Veshli Mulas Sora, he made a fence which was less than 10 tefachim, and he added a little bit. V'hishlim el-asor, and he makes up now that it's 10 tefachim, and likewise. U'poratz pirtza, he breaks through a hole in the fence, and he made it wider, a drop, and now the width of the break is k'dei she'ikona v'yetzibo, enough to enter and go out. Harizu chazoka, that it's a chazoka, and he's koine, and he acquires the field with this. So the Gemara asks, "Hi God, this fence that we said that additional, just a drop on it, is considered a chazoka. Hey Chidomi, how we're dealing with? So that he can go in and go out, then it's chazoka, and with that hole, with that pirsa, he's koine, he acquires the field." The Gemara asks, "Hi God, there, this fence that we say that additional, any addition is considered a chazoka. Hey Chidomi, how are we dealing with? If we should say that before that they added, they were not able to go in and to go up up in there and to pass into the field. And also, now that he added to it, it's still not possible to go through from it to the field. My of it, what kind of a benefit did he do to the field in that he added? And why? How come this addition that he adds to the fence is considered to be a chazok in order to koina? Ve'ela, and if we're going to say that it's talking in a situation, that before they added, they were able to go in over it into the field. And now, after he added the extra little bit, made it to Tetfachim, it's impossible to go in over it, over the fence, into the field. So why is this only considered to be a Geder Kol Shehua, just a something? Tuvavad, he did a lot, because he made it into a good fence. The Gemara answers, that this din, he didn't have to teach us that even any fence is considered a chazoka, but only in a way, the mekora of a solkula kirachva, that in the beginning they would enter over the fence into the field in a comfortable way. And now that he added to the fence, you can go over it only through a doichek, with difficulty. So the Tana teaches us that although that he did not close it in such a way that it is impossible to enter at all, that is nevertheless considered to be an addition for a chazoka in order for him to acquire the field through this. So now the Gemara continues to ask, Hai Pirza, this additional breaking that we said, that if you add a little bit to it, it's considered a chazoka. Ichidomi, what situation are we talking about? If we should say that even before he added, you can go in through it. Now that he added a little bit, you can still go in through it. My ovid, what did he do so that this would be considered that he is making a chazoka in the karka? Well, but if you're going to say that it's talking a situation that before he added the breakage, the pirza, then people could not pass through there. Now that he adds, you can enter through this new opening. Why is this considered a peretz kol shehua, just a drop? Tuva ovid, he did a lot because he makes a good pirza in this fence. The Gemara answers, loy tzricha, that he didn't need to teach us that any opening is considered to be a break only in a way, that in the beginning they would be able to enter only through pressed, meaning uncomfortable. Now they can enter it comfortable through the extra breakage, and the Tana is coming to teach us that although that he only added to the pirza, to the opening, a little bit, it's still considered to be a chazok in the karka. Mikral. The Gemara brings additional ways in which are considered to be a chazok in order to acquire karka. Omer Abasi, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Omer Abasi, Omer Rabbi Yochanan. No sansroir, if he places a small pebble or a piece of dirt in the hole that's in the fence of the field, v'hoyil, and with this clothing up of the hole to the field, and this helps call the or notel tzroir, or he took a pebble from the fence of the field, and this created a small hole in the field, v'hoyil, and he helps through this creating this hole to the field. In other words, it's something beneficial to the field. Harei zocha zoka, then that would be a chazoka to acquire the field through this. So the Gemara is trying to find out, my, what does it help when nosan, when you put a pebble, my, and what does it help when notal, when he takes a pebble? Ileim, if we should say that nosan tzrei, that he put the pebble into the hole, v'sochar mayim, you know, and he prevented water from entering into the field, because he saw that there was a river flooding and it was about to damage the field, and by closing up the hole he saved it. And likewise, it's not ulterior when he takes a pebble from the fence of the field, and through the creation of the hole he was able to let the water out that flooded the field. Why would that be considered a chazoka? in order to acquire through it high, but with this is only mavriach arim nichsach avedim, who he's just chasing away a lion from the assets of his friend. In other words, there is no real fixing and no correction to the ground, is only removing the damage from it. And that's not a chazaka, because every person is obligated, commanded to save his friend's money, and this does not prove at all that he's doing it in order to be kinder through it. So the Gemara answers, hello, that we're not talking about a situation that through the placing or removing of the pebble, he's only removing a damage. But the chazakah is that no samtzreir, he gave, placed a pebble, and he closed up a hole, is talking away the tzomet lamayu, that he connected the water that was inside to it, so that it shouldn't go out from it. So that the water stays in it, and he helps the field, that now the water that's in there is going to water the field. And likewise, not already when he made, took the pebble and he made the hole in the wall, and he opened up a opening for water to enter it, and this is a means by which he was able to water the field, and it helps it, and that is why it's a chazaka. Now the Gemara explains in his name whether one who makes a chazaka in one field is able to buy the other one. These two fields of the assets of a convert that who dies with are next to each other, umeitzar, and there was a passageway echod by name separates from them. So if hechzik, if he makes a chazaka, like he digs a little bit, ba'achas men, in any one of them, in order liknoisa to acquire it, and he didn't have intention to also acquire the other one, kono, so then he acquires only the one that he made the chazaka, and the other one he wasn't kona, because the meitzar, that's the boundary, that's the shvil, the line, the passageway separates between them.